For a local pair of paddlers taking on the length of Kalamalka Lake, youth mental health is worth standing up for. Kristen Holomas is back with her sister Lindsay Johansson for the 8th annual Stand Up for Charity Paddle July 25, focused on Foundry this year. Taking on an approximately 18-kilometer stand-up paddleboard journey with other supporters, the event will help bring the creation of a Foundry North Okanagan to town. The new youth services hub being constructed and operated by Canadian Mental Health Association, CMHA, is a one-stop wellness center where young people ages 12 to 24 and their families can find hope, help and support when they need it. Each day, we hear from young people in our community who feel anxious, isolated and are unsure where to turn. The pressures they face, social media, financial strain, trauma, substance use, and a fractured healthcare system, are overwhelming, said Vicky Prue, Director of Fund Development at CMHA Vernon and District. With 70% of mental health issues beginning before age 18, many youth suffer silently, too afraid to ask for help or lost in a system they can't navigate. We want to ensure they can access the services they need. Currently, there are 18 Foundry locations across BC, with Vernon's location being one of the next round of facilities planned and expected to be completed in 2027. Their services empower young people to manage mental health challenges and connect with peers and professionals, enabling them to cope, grow and thrive in a safe, supportive environment. They can get everything from mental health support to medical care and assistance finding job placements, all under one roof. This is exactly the kind of place we need to help our youth thrive, Holomas said. It's very exciting to be able to help support this incredible milestone in working towards building a stronger and healthier community. As a mother of two teens, I can personally attest to the struggles and pressures that today's youth face, Johansson said. Sometimes it is difficult to know where to begin to get help. The Foundry will provide an invaluable all-encompassing hub accessible to all youth and will have a positive impact on the whole community. Loving a challenge, the goal of the paddle is to give back and help the local community that raised them, with a focus on charities that benefit women, children and youth. The sisters have set their goal at an ambitious $25,000 and are determined to hit it even before they hit the water. Over the years, the pair have raised more than $185,000 for the local community with Okanagan Rail Trail Initiative, Kidsport Okanagan, The People Place, Archway Society, Starfish Pack, North Okanagan Youth and Family Services Society and the Sunflower Childcare Center being their past recipients. All of us have a youth in our life. A child, grandchild, neighbor, friend. We want to ensure they can be the very best they can be, and that means they have access to health services when they need it, Prue said. Funds raised during the paddle will move us closer to launching Foundry North Okanagan, and it's a tangible way of showing our youth that they matter. Donate at bit.ly/sup4foundry.